Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks to me like field work should slow down on the balance of the week for a pretty significant part of the Corn Belt.
Well, Dave, if there are any areas of the Corn Belt that will see activity, it'll be north and west, and even there they're going to have some precipitation and cool temperatures. Just not a good scenario. I don't have a whole lot of good news as far as precipitation for Illinois or Indiana. In fact, more flooding is expected. River basins and low-lying areas already just saturated, and more rain to come over the next couple days. The precipitation could be heavy in some areas over the next 24 to 36 hours. And after that, it does look like we will have weaker systems coming in at pretty regular intervals. Right now, there is an indication that we may have dry but cooler weather for the weekend and into early next week across a good portion of Illinois and Indiana. But again, computer models are indicating a return of precipitation towards the middle of next week. And the 16-day computer model for the Champaign-Urbana area I was looking at specifically, and over the course of the next, 16 days, they had more than 5 inches of rain falling. And if that does indeed verify, that is just not good for getting into the fields. There may, again, some northern sections of in the western Corn Belt may see some activity this weekend. Northern parts of the eastern Corn Belt into early next week before another series of disturbances pushes across the region. So more wet weather and temperatures will remain above crop-threatening levels for at least the next 10 days. There may be a little bit of frost or even some light freezes in the northwestern Corn Belt this weekend, but the only impact to summer crops would be burning back new vegetative development, and again, that's not going to pose major problems, just not a lot of crop in the ground yet. The Plain States snow continues across the western half of Montana. Widespread showers and thunderstorms affecting the remainder of the region. Precipitation is starting to slow or halt field work. The moisture is generally beneficial for winter grains and emerging summer crops. But again, some wet fields there. And I was looking at the water watch across the country, and still much above normal to high water rates in the streams and rivers across the Dakotas and through eastern Montana and the northeast corner of Wyoming. And then you take an area all the way from the lower peninsula of Michigan, just about the entire lower peninsula, especially the southern half, in through northern Indiana, just about all of Illinois, eastern Iowa. Take that track all the way down towards the panhandle of Oklahoma, and rivers and streams are much above normal, and in many locations they are considered high. So again, just saturated soils with more rain on the way. Outside the U.S., there are some areas that actually have had some decent developments as far as weather. That would be in South Africa, where a few showers may pop up at time to time, but resulting rainfall will not be very great. A new storm system should impact the nation this weekend and early next week. Rainfall will rarely surpass a half inch any day, with the interruptions to fieldwork being brief. Showers most welcome to the winter grain areas and planting under some time. Planting weather is almost ideal in eastern China and across much of eastern Europe and the southwestern areas of the Commonwealth of Independent States. But again, more wet and cool conditions for the Midwest, for the Corn Belt. And we're going to just have to see if we can't develop some dry and milder weather over the next week or so. And that's your look at the agricultural weather. I'm Mike Sola.